From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and his political party are set to huddle as outrage builds over border policy. The AP's Shirley Smith reports.
President Trump is set to meet with House Republicans. It comes at a time when lawmakers in both parties are up in arms over the administration's zero-tolerance approach to illegal border crossings. Under that policy, all unlawful crossings are referred for prosecution. That moves adults into the custody of the U.S. Marshals, and it sends the kids to facilities run by the Department of Health and Human Services. Democrats are demanding the administration act to keep the immigrant families together, and Republicans are increasingly joining Democrats in that call. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Tuesday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un began a two-day visit to Beijing. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports Kim is expected to discuss with Chinese leaders his next steps after a summit with U.S. President Donald Trump last week.
Bonnie Glazer, a senior advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says Chinese President Xi Jinping is exerting a lot of influence from behind the scenes and said it was predictable she would want to be briefed by Kim directly about the North Korean leader's talks with Trump. Kim was diplomatically isolated for years before making his first foreign trip as leader in March to meet with Xi in Beijing. This is his third visit to China, North Korea's main ally and key source of trade and economic assistance. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump threatened on Monday to impose a 10% tariff on $200 billion of Chinese goods. That prompted a swift warning from Beijing of retaliation and pointed towards the two sides slipping toward an all-out trade war. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says nearly 69 million people who have fled war, violence, and persecution were forcibly displaced last year, a record for the fifth straight year. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says a continued crisis in places like South Sudan and Congo, as well as the exodus of Muslim Rohingya from Myanmar, raised the overall figure of forced displacements in 2017 to 68.5 million. Of that total, 16.2 million were newly displaced last year, an average of more than 44,000 people per day. High Commissioner Philip Grandi says the reason the global figure has gone up again by a couple of million is because of the protracted conflicts and lack of solutions for those conflicts that continue. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Japan's government has ordered an emergency inspection of cinder block walls at schools nationwide a day after an earthquake in Osaka killed five people, two of whom were crushed by falling walls. VOA's Luis Ramirez explains.
Japanese schools have largely upgraded the safety of classrooms and other buildings to meet current anti-quake standards, but many of the old cinder block walls have been left untouched. Past local government surveys in school neighborhoods have found most walls lack additional safety reinforcement. Some quake-prone cities in central and eastern Japan, including Tokyo, Aichi, and Shizuoka, have started offering subsidies for dismantling or reinforcing cinder block walls as a way to motivate private owners. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Saudi-backed government forces in Yemen mounted a fierce assault on the airport in the rebel-held city of Hodeidah Tuesday. The UAE Minister of State Foreign Affairs described the Houthi forces on Monday.
Our estimate is anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 fighters.
Adding that a majority were not in uniform and worked in small groups with snipers and anti-personnel mines. Witnesses say the offensive was accompanied by intense air raids that pounded Houthi positions on the airport compound. Amnesty International is condemning Thailand's first execution since 2009. The country's Department of Corrections says Thirizak Longji was put to death Monday by lethal injection at a prison outside of Bangkok. He was condemned for the brutal 2012 stabbing to death of a 17-year-old boy for his cell phone. China has agreed to provide more than $100 million in military aid to Cambodia. China is Cambodia's closest political ally and a major economic supporter, wooing it into its sphere of influence with millions of dollars in aid and investment over the past decade. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America.